Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. Here we are again, a Friday, without any news about the ballot or nominees. And I guess that's not entirely true. We're not without news at all, but we don't have the ballot yet. But let's talk about what's going on here with the hall. So if you're really dialed in to the goings-on online with the hall, you may have noticed there was one small leak about someone who's on the ballot. I'm not going to reveal who that is, because if you don't know, I reiterate, I think it's more fun for you to learn about the whole ballot at once by listening to our episode. But that did leak and pretty much has been confirmed. So there's an artist out there that people know is on the ballot. And also with that, one outlet confirmed that the nominations are coming out tomorrow, a Saturday, which is bizarre, February 10th. That is the rumor. Given that there was a leak yesterday, I think that that is going to be true. I was racking my brain trying to figure out why there would be an announcement on a Saturday, so I looked to see what was going on tomorrow. Here's my theory. I think it's a pretty good one. It makes sense if you really put everything together. So I thought about, like, okay, I looked to see what was going on at the museum at Cleveland. There's some stuff, but nothing hugely major. But then I reminded myself, the Rock Hall is in a partnership with Disney and ABC specifically these days. And the ABC airing of the ceremony this year, the edited down ceremony, was on primetime on ABC, and it did really well. This was after it live streamed the whole ceremony on Disney Plus. And so thinking about that connection to ABC, I was looking around and I noticed that there is something going on at the moment called the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour. And every day there is a new network kind of revealing and unveiling a bunch of stuff about the season of television. You know, and right now, and it just so happens tomorrow, Saturday, is ABC's day at the Television Critics Association. So I believe the ballot reveal will be a part of that. Maybe it's a crackpot theory, but it's the only connection I can make to a Saturday. Because the hall, they're not stupid. They know that you can make a splash, the biggest splash, during the week, right? In a traditional media cycle. So there has to be some sort of reason, and I'm thinking, you know, Disney and ABC are the partners now. And so I don't know when it's going to happen tomorrow, if indeed it does happen tomorrow during the TCAs. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking, where my head is. We will see. And so I wish there was some sort of time stamp so I could say, don't look at the news, look at our feed. But I don't know when this thing is going to happen. So I guess we'll see. But, you know, it looked like today they started around 10 a.m. at the TCAs. That's Pacific time, so it might be kind of late in the day. This thing really might get buried in the weekend. But once we find out, we're going to try to get our episode out. And hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. And yeah. Oh, also, one other announcement. I've been thinking about how we have, you know, this period of time between the announcement and the inductee announcement, and how we want to cover the artists that will be on the ballot. But also, I know the listeners have, many of you have told us that you really enjoy when we talk to the voters, get them on the phone and talk through their choices. We get a lot of feedback about those, and people really like it. Now, it's like those are two different streams of content, the artist episodes and the voter calling. And I will let you guys, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I heavily edit down our conversations with the voters. We talk to them for, honestly, sometimes 45 minutes to an hour apiece. Like, it can take a long time. And I tend to edit them down to 10, 15. I think I try not to go more than 20. And you'll notice, like, we did one episode with a bunch of voters, and it was like 2.5 hours long. That is way too long for an episode. So here's my proposed solution to that. I would like to release these conversations in full, and I would like to talk to as many voters as possible without sacrificing us doing an artist episode for everyone on the ballot. So, this year, we are going to be moving our voter calling episodes to Patreon. And if you don't know what Patreon is, it is a subscriber service often utilized by podcasts. And the model is this. You pay a monthly fee. I'm pretty sure we're going to set it to something low, like $5. You pay a monthly fee and you get access to special content. And in this case, the special content will be full, mostly unedited conversations with voters about who they're picking on their ballot. You know, I talked it over with Kristen and we decided this would be a worthwhile thing. As you guys know, we have never done any type of Patreon or subscription, but this felt like it would be worth it. And so we're going to try it out. And it's not going to be live just yet. Probably once the ballots go out and we start talking to people, we will let you know when the Patreon is up. I think it might. And honestly, if you dig around, you might be able to find the link. And you can subscribe now. The other thing is, like, you know, we've provided free content for 6 years or something. And if you want to support us, this is one easy way to do it. I feel like you won't even feel it in your pocketbook because it's just $5. But, you know, I hope I know the content that we provide will be interesting and good conversations and stuff. So look out for that as well. That's kind of the second announcement here. So hopefully we'll have a ballot episode out for you tomorrow. And then right around the corner, we'll be posting bonus content on our Patreon. So we've joined the Patreon army, the Patreon revolution. All right, that's enough. That's it for me. Very soon, artist episodes, ballot reveal. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're entering the real exciting time for the hall and the show. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Joe Quazala, and we love it when you rock and roll. Okay, goodbye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.